Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we get started today, we have lots to cover. But before we get started, next weekend, we only have 1 week to go for the No More Wars for Israel conference. No More Wars for Israel conference that will be taking place on between October 12th and 14th in Los Angeles, California. So let's see. Okay, so make plans to be there, and I believe you can email No More Wars for Israel at yahoo.com, and you will get all the information you need. Many speakers have been lined up. I will be there. I will be speaking at the conference, and I hope to see most of you there. No More Wars for Israel. Now, you know, when we are getting close to achieving something, that's when the other side starts hitting and hitting hard. Now, they want to try to tell us that the war on Iraq was not for Israel. Even though we had shown you, we had proved to you on this program, and I'm sure many other programs have proved to you, and on our TV program, we brought in experts after experts who testified with documents that the war on Iraq was nothing but a war for Israel. Two events took place. One of them is an interview. The chief of staff for Colin Powell. And he did say that, oh, well, the Israelis were telling us not to attack Iraq. This interview highly publicized, as if to say that Israel was against the United States attacking Iraq, to show that this war was not for, did not want. You see, the story, the real story, ladies and gentlemen, is there are people in Israel who did advise go to war against Iraq. Some people, not the official position of the government, not the Likud government. We have a break coming up, and we will continue this after the break. And of course, we welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the studios of the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I said in the opening, next weekend is the conference, the No More Wars for Israel conference, will take place in California, in Southern California, between the 12th and the 14th of October, that is next weekend. And you can do a search on No More Wars for Israel. A lot of the information that you need. Of course, you can send us an email at Tilawi, that is T-I-L-L-A-W-I, at currentissues.tv. And we will send you all the information you need on that. But it will be next weekend in Los Angeles. No More Wars for Israel conference. The reason I'm stressing on this point, the No More Wars for Israel, because now they know that we are, or we have succeeded in bringing this out to the public, that the war against Iraq or the war on Iraq for Israel. So now fighting back. They're fighting back with statements from people who are saying that, oh, Israel did not want the war on Israel, on Iraq. Now we have Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, the former
Federal Reserve Bank chairman saying that it was mainly for oil. Well, number one, ladies and gentlemen, Israel did not officially say at that time that it was against the war on Iraq. On the contrary, all its statements and policies was or were for the war on Iraq. Israel controls AIPAC. AIPAC controls our politicians. AIPAC is the most influential lobby in the United States when it comes to our foreign policy. They could have stopped the war if they wanted to. So, this thing about Israel did not want the war on Iraq is a bunch of BS. Now, few reasonable people in Israel, politicians, intelligence sources, yes, former, some of them, they spoke against the war on Iraq. But the policy of the Jewish state was to attack Iraq. And then Greenspan, who is also Jewish, he could have said, while he was in office, he could have said that this war was about oil. But no, one sentence in his book, that Iraq war was largely about oil, and everybody now is saying, oh, you see, it was about oil. It was not about the state of Israel, and it was not to strengthen Israel and for the security of Israel. But you know what? On this show, we have shown you before or introduced to you the documents that were written way back in late 70s by the Mossad. And those documents, the title of that document that we introduced to you here on this show was Strategies for Israel in the 1980s. And you can Google that or research it on the internet, and it also goes under the Zionist plan for the Middle East. If you Google in, or if you use your search engine, whatever search engine you're using, you will see that document. And specifically said, and it had taken every Arab country, and in the beginning it said that if we are to destroy the enemy, we cannot militarily because of our numbers. You know, Israel is only like 5 million people, while the Arabs are about 300 million. So militarily, they could not do it, but they said we can do it in a different way, which to start destroying and working on those fault lines that they had identified within each Arab country. You know, Arab countries, just like any other country, you will have differences. If it's not a difference in religion, it will be a difference in race, a difference in the national, etc., because the Arab countries, even though it is what's called the Arab world, there are some differences in each Arab country. Because remember, these countries, the maps of these countries were drawn back before World War One by Sykes-Picot, which is the British and the French, who divided the Middle East into the countries that you know them today as the Iraq, Syria, Jordan, etc., etc. Actually, Jordan had a different status there, but all of the other countries, they were divided by this particular agreement between the British and the French before World War One. So, because of these divisions, you had people like, for instance, in Iraq, you had people who were not Arabs ended up in an Arab country, which is the Kurds in the north. You had people who are Arabs, but they had different religious, they prescribed to different religious, I don't want to say theologies, but schools of thought, which is the Sunnis and the Shiites. And within the Shiites themselves, you had people who were of Arabic origin or ethnicity and Persian ethnicity. So that's the fault lines in Iraq. Then you go to Syria, you will find different fault lines. You go to Sudan, you will find different fault lines completely. And we see what is happening in Sudan, which is also a plan to destroy that country based on these fault lines that Israel had identified in the 1970s as fault lines that we can work on. What you are witnessing in Darfur is part of that problem, is part of that plan. Of course, southern Sudan, which the president of Sudan lately said that, yeah, it's okay, let's have a referendum, and if the people of the south want to secede from the union, then they can, but let the people decide. Well, this is also an old plan to divide Sudan. You go to Saudi Arabia, you go to each, and in this document that I'm talking about, they had introduced the fault lines and identified the fault lines in each Arab country. I can identify probably 100 fault lines that we have right here in this country, based on religion, based on color, based on class, based on national origin. And if somebody is controlling us from the outside, they can work on these fault lines that we have and eventually destroy the country that we have by playing these people against each other. In that document, it did say that the removal of Saddam Hussein is extremely important. And after we remove Saddam Hussein, after we remove Saddam's regime, the country will go into chaos. It will split into three or four weak states, which will be easily controlled. And they identified these states. They said a Kurd state in the north, a Sunni state in the central and west of Iraq, and a Shiite state, possibly two Shiite states, because remember, the Shiites are divided almost in half between Arab Shiites and Persian Shiites. So now this document proves 100% that the destruction of Iraq into three or four different states is an Israeli plan about 40 years ago, about 30 years ago. Now, they're trying to tell us that it was about oil. Oil companies did not write the clean break document that was written back in 1996, that it did say it was written by Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl. We'll catch this. We'll continue with this because this is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand what Israel's role in all of this. We welcome your phone calls, of course, at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it is only because of the good people at RBN that you are able to hear us. And RBN, ladies and gentlemen, as I always have maintained, that it has no strings attached, none whatsoever, except to you, the listener. So please do whatever you can to help the network. As you know, networks don't grow on trees. They do require money to run. There are phone bills. There are internet. There are salaries. There are many, many expenses. And we depend on you, the listener, the truth seeker, to help the network to keep it live and running. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before the break, we were saying that, you know, in response to Alan Greenspan, that the war was largely for oil, that oil companies did not write the clean break documents, and you can research that too. Just put clean break document, which it did stay. Now, this was, as I said, it was written by Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and others, was written for Israel for then Prime Minister Netanyahu. And they tried to get President Clinton to implement this, but President Clinton did not
touch that one. And very much it did say that the removal of Saddam Hussein from power is an Israeli objective in its own right. It did not say that removal of Saddam Hussein from power is an OPEC or an oil industry objective in its own right. It said an Israeli objective in its own right. And eventually Saddam Hussein was removed by people who are Israel firsters, pro-Israel Zionists that are still in control of the American foreign policy. The oil companies did not write PNAC, which is the Project for the New American Century. You see, when they could not get Clinton to go for the clean break strategy at securing the realm for Israel, they wrote another document called Project for the New American Century, and they tailored the same objectives, but they gave it an American shape, an American feeling, a feeling that when an American hears it, he will accept it. They talked about controlling, since the United States is the only superpower left in the world, then we need to show that control to everybody in the world by actually controlling these countries and controlling people in the world and showing the world who the master is. That's basically what Project for the New American Century is, to maintain the hegemony of America throughout the world. But as a matter of fact, all it is, it's an Israeli plan, the old clean break plan, tailored to fit America. Written by the same people and many more who are mainly Zionist. They call themselves Jewish, and they're the ones who pushed for the war on Iraq. So the war on Iraq was an Israeli plan, but of course to make it American, then they added the oil factor, because oil is vital to the United States. As you remember, President Bush said that we are a country that is oilaholic, that this dependency on oil, and he did say that, so he will put in your head that we are dependent on oil. So when you hear that the war in the Middle East was for oil, you will remember when he said that we are dependent on oil. Anyhow, we will continue with this, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to Canada with Byron. Go ahead, Byron. Well, I tell you what, before we go, it looks like we are going to be taking a break, so we will come back to you right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's go to the phones. Let's go to Canada with Byron. Go ahead, Byron.
Yeah, they're trying to say that they had nothing to do with going to war with Iraq. Well, the first Iraq war, all you got to do is the Gulf War. Go back into the C-SPAN archives, and you'll see the Senate hearings. Lee Hamilton was a chairman, and I mean, that's for 3 days. That's all they did was say why we had to go to war with, or push for going to war with Iraq. And of course, you remember the babies that was thrown out of the incubators, and you know, the same with this second one. I mean, you looked at Ken Edelman that was on C-SPAN and on CNN and Fox, and you had all the other Jewish guys that was going there pushing why we had to go to war and his nuclear weapons and all that. So for them to come out and try to say that they weren't pushing for the war, they're just lying through their teeth like they have for 40 years on the about the USS Liberty. Hey, but what I wanted to ask you about was, and it's a little bit off the subject, you remember the Lockerbie incident?
Sure.
Did you see on the internet where they got documents now that the CIA, the main witness against the Libyan guy, the CIA offered him $2 million for his testimony? That came out in some papers.
I did not see that.
It was on the Herald.
But I did see other things in, you know, like police reports and also the investigations and also that same cassette recorder that they said the bomb was inside of it, they did say that piece of electronic, it was not one that was sold to the Libyans, that it was one that came directly from the factory. So that alone is enough for me to say that the Libyans did not really have much to do with it, that it was a setup, just like most of them were.
Yeah. Well, they said even in this article that piece of that detonator, that the defense has never even seen it, alone verified what it was. But anyway, God, there were so many things I was going to ask about. Last night on Michael Piper's show, Glenn, your friend, Mark Glenn was
right.
on there.
Mark
Did
Glenn.
You hear that when they were talking about the Israelis have been recording phone calls in the United States?
I did not listen to the show, but this is a well-known case where the control of Israeli firms in our communication systems is huge, and it goes all the way. You know, they do the billings. They do even they want if they want to, they can listen to what the President of the United States is saying, and I'm sure they are. They have the capabilities of recording, yes, of recording every phone call that is originating in the United States.
Yeah, well, you remember when Clinton was having his little thing with Monica, he said something like, well, we've got to be careful what we say because the White House is being recorded or debugged. You know, so, but anyhow, on his show last night, this young Palestinian kid, he went back home. He's born in the United States. He said he was like a top student in the college that he's going to. And, of course, when he wanted to go back to Palestine, and he got there, and he was interrogated for I don't know how many hours. But he said they started pulling out recordings for the last 6 years on this young kid, a 21-year-old kid. And, you know, it makes me mad. It's bad enough when your own government is listening in on you. But when you got a foreign government that listens on you, boy, and nobody will say a damn thing about it. That's the worst thing. So, but anyway, great show, Hisham, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Byron. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 800-314. If you'd like to call us with or questions. So, this thing about the wars for Israel, and let me remind everybody that next weekend we will be in Los Angeles, California, for the No More Wars for Israel conference, because we believe that this war that is coming up with Iran, it is also for Israel, and it's been pushed for by Israelis and Jews in the United States, such as Joseph Lieberman. You know, he's the only Democrat that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and, of course, the other white wingers out there, right wingers, I think I needed to say. He's the only one that they revere. He is their hero. And he is a Democrat, but he is their hero. You know, Lieberman wrote introduced the first time we attacked Iraq, not the first time in the 92 or 93, but in 2003, he's the one that wrote the legislation for it. And last week, he also wrote the legislation for this war on Iran, because the legislation that they had written basically given the president free congressional bill to do whatever he wants or act to do whatever he wants to do with Iran using everything in his power, when they said that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corp is a terrorist organization. And we officially, in the middle of a war on terrorism, you are either with us or with the terrorist. An official declaration of war on the Iranian nation. That's exactly what it boils down to. And who did this? Joseph Lieberman, the senator. Yes. Now we see how much this war is for oil. Now we see when Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle, on September 12, 2001, coming out of the White House, George Tenet going into the White House for briefing with the president, Richard Perle looked at him and said, Saddam has to pay for this. Iraq has to pay for this, or will pay for this. Now, Richard Perle is a well-known Jewish Zionist Israel Furster. He was involved in writing the Clean Break. He was involved in writing the PNAC, the Project for New American Century. And the next day, the following day after 9/11, he said, Iraq will pay for this. At a time when no one even knew what the heck happened. Don't tell me the war is for oil. That is the additions. The oil was the additions that they added so they will make it look like there is an American benefit here. There is an American national interest at risk here. But it was not. Because we are paying more for oil now than we ever had paid for oil. Now we have Democrats wanting to increase income tax so we can pay for the war. They want to raise $150 billion for the war so we can pay for the war in 2008. They want $150 billion. They want to raise taxes on you now to pay for the war, to pay for the expenses in 2008. And you know what? My opinion, go for it. We need to. We need to raise taxes so people who are living in this country today pay for the war, not our future generations, not our are doing. We are borrowing against the future of our Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like we had a little problem there with the sound, so I'm not sure where we what you heard and what you did not hear. As normal, we've been, you know, used to what. So anyhow, the what I was saying is, just to sum up, so we can move on, just to sum up, that this war on Iraq was for Israel, and now we want to, this is where I was, they want to raise taxes so people living today can pay for the war, and I say go for it, because only when it starts hitting you in the pocketbook, that's when you will stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute. But right now, it's not hitting you in the pocketbook yet. Even though the dollar has been devalued, the dollar has lost over 37% of its value against the euro. It had lost over 30% of its value against the Canadian dollar. Do you understand what that means? On this show and on our TV show, we said, we always maintained, and we have been talking about this for over, that the war we will lose is the economic war. When our dollars starts coming back in boxes, not our soldiers, but our dollars. when it starts coming back in boxes that is not worth anything more than just the ink that is and the papers that is written on. And these days are coming. Right now, countries that we deal with, there are countries and there are companies who do not want to deal with the dollar because they don't know how much that dollar is going to be worth a year from now. Now, countries are going away from the dollar that used to be the world currency, the world reserve, all right now they are dumping the dollar. When a Canadian dollar is worth more than American dollar, ladies and gentlemen, you need to wake up. You need to stand up. And if raising taxes against the people and do something, then let it be. Because you're supposed to pay for this war, not your grandchildren, not those who are not born yet. Because this is exactly what you're doing now. You are borrowing money to pay for a war that you decided. So you're sitting there saying, oh, in a supposedly democracy or a representative republic, like Washington are supposed to represent you to the world, and legally they speak on your behalf. So even though you personally did not want this war, but the war is on and you're not doing much about it. We are borrowing money to pay for this war and the next one, and I say I'm all for increase the taxes on the people, have the people pay for this war. Then they will wake up. When they start not being able to feed their children and pay their rent and pay their cars and live the life on somebody else's account, on the account of other people in the world who cannot even find a piece of bread to feed their children, like the genocide that is going on in Palestine by the Israelis that no one is paying attention to, while fat cats over here are enjoying the life style on borrowed money, on money that we are borrowing, and our children and grandchildren for years to come, they will pay for it. If you agree with me, fine. If you don't agree with me, call us. The number is 800-313-9443. Now, Bush and Sarkozy now, and then Germany. You know, it's amazing how this bunch that controlled the United States government and control the United States policies, foreign policies, were able to install two governments, do away with governments that was mainly not really standing up, but trying to be on the sideline. But now they brought this government in, and that is the government of Germany and the government of France. Sarkozy, the president of France, said that the security of Israel is the security of France. That he will go to the end in protecting the security of Israel. Of course, you do know that he's Jewish. He comes from a Jewish family. You see, a lot of people, when they hear me talking and using the word Jewish, they will call me an anti-Semite or anti-Semitic. Okay? Well, then every time I hear somebody using the word Muslim, you are an anti-Muslim. You're a hateful anti-Muslim. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the weapon. This is the weapon that we must destroy, these two words. Because this is not nuclear bomb. This is worse than a nuclear bomb. Israel has over 400 nuclear bombs in its arsenal. But these two words are even more powerful than all the nuclear bombs that they have in their arsenal and all the nuclear bombs that they control over in this country too. These two words, anti-Semitic. We'll pick this one up after we get back from the break. So we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Number is 800-313-9443, and we still have another hour to go. We have about 8 minutes, I think, in this segment. It's probably a little less, but before the end of this hour. And in the second hour, we will continue. We're going to talk about the Marsheimer and Walt And what they came up with, as a matter of fact, just to introduce the second hour we're going to talk about, it is not really something new. It is not something that was not there. It is something that we have talked about for years and years and years. It is something that people in other countries, even in Israel itself, have talked about. The influence that the Israel lobby exerts on American politicians and the American foreign policy. That's it. Very simple. They did not come up with anything new. But what they wrote is this is the first time in the United States that these ideas, their ideas about the Israel lobby is actually out there in mainstream where millions of people are listening to it, and that's what's good about it. But it's not that they came up with something or discovered America or something. No, they did not come up with anything new. What I like about the Mersheimer-Walt book and their articles is these are two scholars, two
it's true.